I think, Frederick, we need to think about where do I cause frustration with my customers? A simple example that happened to me several times. I go to a hairdresser in Utah that I like. She's cutting my hair. I'm always like, I need to be in and I need to be out. Then the phone rings. She answers. Frustration here because she stops what she's doing and go answer the phone. She's frustrated because she's trying to multitask, right? It goes well. The other customer will be rushed because whatever they want to ask, she needs to get rid of the phone call very fast. So you have three people frustrated in less than 5 minutes. We need to understand that this happens in our businesses. So we need to pinpoint what are these frustration points and how can I solve this? For example, with voice AI, the voice AI could be carrying that conversation on the phone. She wouldn't interrupt my experience and everything would be perfect.
But I am the world's biggest super fan.
You're like a super fan.
Welcome to the Business Superfans Podcast. We will discuss how establishing business superfans from customers, employees, and business partners can elevate your success exponentially. Learn why these advocates are a key factor to achieving excellence in the world of commerce. We discuss the invaluable insights of business owners who have successfully implemented the strategies in the book to build their own team of devoted superfans. Gain insightful knowledge from the experts who create applications that help you create passionate superfans. This is the Business Superfans Podcast. Podcast with your host, Freddie D.
Ready!
In this episode 89 of the Business Superfans Podcast, we're joined by Shahar Boyan, a Brazilian immigrant who spent the last two decades in the U.S. helping businesses from solopreneurs to mid-sized companies, navigate and innovate. A true adventurer at heart, Shahar is about wildlife photography, especially bears, and loves the thrill of geocaching. Professionally, she's a powerhouse at the intersection of consumer behavior and artificial intelligence. She co-founded an online art course platform, ImpropTalkie, with her daughter, Nashla, blending automation and AI to support small businesses. She also is a seasoned real estate investor and the author of AI-Driven Consumer Trends and Business Applications, a widely respected guide for businesses ready to embrace the future of commerce. Shahar's insights are as practical as they are forward-thinking, and we're excited to dive in. Welcome, Shahar, from PropTalkie.com to the Business Superfans Podcast.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
So, tell us a little bit about the backstory of how you came up with the platform.
My daughter and I work together on several fronts, and one of them is investing in land. We buy land from auctions and sell them. As you know, you are in sales, so you know how important the customer, right? There were no tools that would help us follow up with possible investors or buyers in a way that makes sense for the business. So we started developing a platform for ourselves. We use High Level. But she customized for different parts of the negotiation with buyers and investors. And after we used that for a while, we saw, okay, this has so many possibilities. Let's implement that for our other businesses. One of them, for example, is a production company where we do art courses. We've been doing that for about 10 years. So we customized to that until PropTalkie is really a tool that serves a lot of industries today. And then AI is making it even better, right? So we have several agents there that can help the businesses have more profit.
How important is follow-up in your business, or in general, I should say?
You know, Frederick, I think for the small business owner, they have the concept that they need to do follow-up with their customers, right? We understand that because it costs a lot less to keep a customer buying from us than to keep acquiring new customers all the time. But at the same time, the small business owner is usually working on whatever craft they do, right? So if they have a restaurant, a dentist practice, whatever it is, and it falls through the cracks. Sometimes they have an autoresponder or a newsletter, but it stops right there. We need something in-depth because the consumer today is expecting hyper-personalization on everything. They want to feel they matter. And it's not with a newsletter every 10 days that you're going to do that. We need to keep that communication going in different formats in a way that they will really engage with us. They will become fans of what we do. So it's not business, you know, saying, hey, we are here and we are awesome, but a lot more than that. That's why we created this. And that's why I think if you don't do the proper follow-up, you're always leaving money on the table.
Oh, absolutely correct, Shahar. I have a philosophy being in sales for 40 years. I was a tech guy for 5. One of the things drilled into my head was follow-up and follow-up. In today's world, if somebody sends an inquiry for your product or service, you have a 15-minute window to respond. If you don't respond within 15 minutes, they're probably looking someplace else. And the advantage of responding very quickly is, one, it shows you're interested, shows respect, and more importantly, if they are looking at somebody else, right, you can set the bar quite high for your competitors because you're the first one to be there.
Yeah.
Right?
Today, the average response time has been 72 hours. The lead is dead by then.
Yeah.
But people get busy and they don't do. And also, I think, Frederick, we need to think about, where do I cause frustration with my customers? A simple example that happened to me several times. I go to a hairdresser in Utah that I like. She's cutting my hair. I'm always like, I need to be in and I need to be out. Then the phone rings. She answers. Frustration here because she stops what she's doing and go answer the phone. She's frustrated because she's trying to multitask, right? It goes well. The other customer will be rushed because whatever they want to ask, she needs to get rid of the phone call very fast. So you have 3 people frustrated in less than 5 minutes. We need to understand that this happens in our businesses. So we need to pinpoint what are these frustration points and how can I solve this? For example, with voice AI, the voice AI could be carrying that conversation on the phone. She wouldn't interrupt my experience and everything would be perfect. If she has the proper systems in place, the follow-up will be done with whoever called and with me as well. I cut my hair every 3 weeks. Have I ever received a call, text, email saying, hey, Shahar, I know you like to cut your hair every 3 weeks. It's time for you to book an appointment. Simple reminder that would say, wow, they noticed that I cut every 3 weeks, not every 4, not every 5. So all this, you keep thinking, okay, we create that loyalty, but their loyalty is on a very stretchy line that can be broken at any point because there is not the thing of I matter to them.
I have a saying in my book, Creating Business Superfans, that people will crawl through broken glass for appreciation and recognition.
Exactly. And you know what's happening? There was a Harvard study showing that 1 in every 5 Americans feel extremely lonely, and 1 in every 3 Americans think they have a good friend. Since COVID, we have been isolating ourselves at home. Then work from home thing, and now AI, that we are catering our houses to exactly what we want, but we are feeling lonely of social interactions. And the businesses that say, hey, I know what you like to eat when you come to my restaurant. I know how you like things done. I know the experience you expect. Well, they're doing well, right?
Absolutely.
They're just crossing their arms and thinking, wait to see how this goes. They are going to be left behind.
Yeah, absolutely correct. And you said an important thing here that I want to emphasize, Shahar, is that people are working, some people are still working from home. Businesses are trying to get people back into the office, but nevertheless, there are people that have their own businesses and they work at home by themselves. And like you said, they're a little bit lonely. And one of the things I shared in my book was sending a birthday card through the mail, old school, you know, and you might be the only person that sent them a physical birthday card, which takes you minutes to do, but that impact on that person is profound, especially if it's the only card they got. They're going to become a super fan of whoever the sender is, and they're going to tell their few circle of friends, my dentist sent me a birthday card. Can you believe that? Nobody else did, but my dentist did.
Exactly. It might be the only card they get on that date.
Yes.
And Today, you don't even need to do the designing or anything because you have AI to design and to ship that without you touching your hands in anything. But you know what's the barrier here? To convince the business owner that this type of marketing works really well. They will think that whatever they do on social media will work today because what everybody else is doing. But you have to understand that when I get a card in the mail, I will give undivided attention to that card, right? What's behind that? Somebody remembered this. I am not invisible. They know I exist. They know I spend my money with them. The bond you create, you do not create by posting videos. I'm not saying it's not good to do social media. We all do it. But I have to understand that when I have a chance to get undivided attention, I should go to that.
Well, I have another saying, the little things are really the big things. The little things usually have the biggest impact. Saying thank you is a little thing, but the impact it has is tremendous. Saying I appreciate you for the extra effort you put in is a little thing, but the impact is profound. I'm grateful for you being a customer.
Yes.
That's a little thing, but the impact is huge.
Because as consumers today, we actually have tons of options to spend our money. We don't have to go back to the restaurant. We don't have to go back to the hairdresser. We have many options. We could create the fun of trying something new every single time. But for the business owner, that's not what you want. You want that repeat customer. So if you don't go the extra mile, you're not going to get that. Unfortunately, during COVID, we had to adapt things to survive as businesses. We thought that after that was over, it was okay, right? From QR codes and not having paper menus anymore to all kinds of other bad habits. And we didn't go back to the good habits, right? And that impacts because anything that makes me work to get the service is not going my way. If I have to, and simple things, you might think, no, but everybody uses QR codes. Yes, they do. Very useful. I have to get my glasses from my purse. I have to put glasses and then I have to scroll. It needs to adapt to my screen or my device. So I'm thinking all the time, obstacle, 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 obstacle. Then I have the dinner, might be a wonderful dinner. Nobody's going to ask for my name, my email, my address, my birthday date, nothing. So you spend sometimes a couple hundred dollars on a nice dinner, but the business owner has no way to bring you back.
Correct. Yeah. So let's go more into PropTalkie and talk about some of the automations in there. We talked a little bit about the hair salon with the phone automation. I'd like you to share a little bit more, because I'm familiar with the platform, but I'd like you to share a little bit more of how really this is such a game changer for businesses implementing something like PropTalkie into their business.
So if we analyze a business, whatever business it is, we can create a workflow that is how you work inside High Level, right? I can create a workflow catered to exactly what you need as a business. It's not a cookie cutter. We are going to adapt that. When it comes to the AI agents, or like we like to call them, the AI employees, same thing is done. It is tested for your business specifically. We do tests every single day. For example, we were testing because AI is good, but it can be better, and it depends on the AI learning from you every single time, right? That's how they get better. So we did a test for a funeral home, a fictitious one, to see how, in a very sensitive subject, how the AI would behave, because you programmed just up to a point. And it was impressive, Frederick. It showed some empathy, made suggestions that were exactly according to what the person was talking about, and budget and things like that. If we tested that 6 months ago, it would be a totally different ballgame. So it evolves. And the more you keep feeding that AI, the better it gets. You mentioned cards. We just did with a client of ours. I have several restaurants as clients. And it took us a while to convince that for Valentine's Day, we should send a card in the mail with a promotion. The resistance is always because it's not online, right? But we did. We sent it. He has two units. Both units broke a record in attendance, not only on Valentine's Day, but also on Saturday with cards. Simple thing, right? It was a card with Valentine's stuff and a coupon as an offer. That was it. But all of that was done automatically. So he didn't have to go to the post office. I didn't have to go to the post office, nothing like that. But you have to think, okay, let's talk to this business. See, what are the friction points? Where are the points where they are failing, either because they don't have time or they think it's too expensive or it could be better? Create a solution to keep the customers that you have first and then go after new ones, because that sustains the business. Sometimes we have crisis. COVID was a big one. The businesses that survived were businesses that could communicate with their customers during that time in an effective way, right?
Yeah, it involves everybody, because if you've got employees, you got to take care of them. The employees are really the front line to prospective and existing customers. So if you don't take time to first recognize your team and empower them to make decisions, they're empowered to create a great customer experience. Prospective customer coming into a restaurant for the first time, you want that to be a great experience, not only in the food, but the whole aspect of it. And then transforming that into a customer. And just like you said, maintaining that relationship with that customer, because it's very expensive to re-onboard customers. It's very expensive to re-onboard employees as well.
Exactly.
And here's the thing that you highlighted, and I want to really emphasize that, is you blended old school method, which is postal, and new school technology. And that gives you the competitive advantage that most people don't realize. Because an email may not get viewed. You're not going to recognize who it is. The subject line doesn't catch your attention. A piece of mail coming in, you have at least a chance to take a peek at it before you throw it away. It gives you 15 seconds to, I'm going to look at this a little further as you're going through your mail. You have an actual physical chance, especially if you use a postcard as a marketing method to introduce yourself to a marketplace. It's going to get seen, because there's nothing open. It's visual. Yes. And the probability of success, just like you described with the Valentine's Day, is much higher with direct mail. That's why it still exists. And it's a very, very powerful tool that unfortunately is overlooked today, because as you said, and I'm going to emphasize it again, people, it's all digital. And we forgot about all the old things that used to work and still do.
Yeah. And even when you compare the price, you keep thinking, well, I don't know how much is this stamp, but let's say it's a dollar. How much are you paying per click when you're doing the ads online? Sometimes, not to get qualified leads, I'm spending a dollar to talk to somebody that already knows my business, right? And already knows me, more likely to do business with me. And you mentioned the employees, and you're totally right. There are three things that are very important. One, they need to feel they belong. Second, they need to feel they matter to you.
Absolutely.
Right? Dealing with business owners all the time, you see that you have all types of personalities out there. And in some environments, the employee thinks that they just don't matter, so they don't care. And the third one, have a system for training. This for the small business owner, like the dentist, the restaurant, the massage therapist. It's hard, because every time they onboard somebody, it's a nightmare for them, because they're going to spend time doing the same type of training until they are ready. Many times they are ready and then they go. Our system can also host all those trainings. So you onboard the employee through PropTalki, and it will do the whole training as long as you do the videos or audio or whatever you want to do as a training. It becomes not only consistent, also systematizing your training methodology, right? For small businesses, it's always a struggle. They should, as soon as possible, create material with the training that they do. It can be as simple as recording with the cell phone and then having a platform to deliver that to the employees.
Oh, absolutely correct. If you look at the cost associated with onboarding a new employee, and then more importantly, someone's got to train that new employee. Productivity goes away, just like you're mentioning. Is the new person on board? Susie's the one that's going to be training him. Well, Susie's busy training him. She's not doing what she needs to be done. So she's falling behind in her productivity. She starts getting frustrated. And then you have a person that's not the world's greatest business manager who starts complaining, how come you're letting things slip? And it's like, well, wait a minute. I'm training Mike. It's a mess.
Everybody gets frustrated.
Everybody gets frustrated. And then more, I've seen it happen where poor management skills chastise both of them publicly instead of privately. And so now that pollutes the rest of the company's environment because now everybody goes, oh my gosh, I don't want to be what happened to Mike and Susie. And it's a train wreck.
Yeah, because one person that is dissatisfied will, you know, wherever focus goes, energy flows. So everybody starts getting with the same sentiment. And at the end, you have a terrible working day.
Yeah, or working environment. And now nobody even wants to go to work. So the productivity goes down the drain. What you're doing is a great idea, leveraging the technology to onboard new people. Then you can still have Susie check in on Mike, but now she's able to do what she needs to do, and Mike can go through the program, and then you can have the testing in there to make sure they've passed the training. And that's rewarding for Mike as well, because of how you've described leveraging the technology. You've transformed it into a very positive environment.
Yeah, and when he's in touch with the client, he is prepared for that. So you avoid all those things. They're ready to take care of that customer the way you want, because consistency is the key to success. So if I go to a place and I have a nice experience, next time I want the same experience. And the other time I want the same experience. If that varies a lot, it will create micro frustration as well. So that adds up over time. And I systematize.
You've gone to a restaurant. And it's a great experience because the server was excellent. The next time you go back, it's a horrible experience because the server was not a good server. And all of a sudden, your perception of that place changes because you just remember the last experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's like watching a movie. You don't remember the middle of the movie. You remember the beginning and the end. Everything in the middle, I can't remember what happened.
Yep.
It's the same thing in business. Really, the sale isn't the sale. Most people think the sale is the signing of the paperwork or the transaction being done. It's not. It's the whole onboarding process. That's the sale.
Because it sets the end the experience that they are going to have.
Yeah. And if you create a good experience, that's how you transform customers into super fans. We talked about good experience for the employee. That's how you transform them into super fans. That energy transcends. You've talked to people on the phone and you've noticed someone's kind of flat and mechanical and you get a weird feeling. You go, yeah, I'm not sure about this place. And then someone else answers and says, hey, sure. Great calling us. You know, we're super blah, blah, blah. And that energy and you go, man, this is a cool place. I'm interested.
Yeah. And let's talk about sales because I know you love that very much. And I love sales as well. We need not only as a business owner, but everybody that works with us to understand how we are reaching our customers or prospects on an emotional level. Everybody needs to understand what we are really selling and how we are going to translate that so they have a perception of value of whatever you're offering in a different way. McDonald's coffee, $1. Starbucks, $6. Why people put lines on Starbucks for that $6? They created a connection on how people felt when they went to the stores, how cool they were, and they could work from there and things like that. That type of connection we need to be creating and understanding how it works every single time. We're never just selling something.
Right. And it transcends beyond just customers. What about suppliers? You're a restaurant getting supplies on your food. You're a service business getting supplies on products. You've got distributors. If you're marketing through a distribution channel, you've got contractors that come into play. Think of the home improvement industry, flooring, painting, plumbing, electrical. And you have ancillary businesses, your lawyer, your accountant. It's not part of your company, but you need that. All those relationships are really important in that conversation because they all affect you.
Mm-hmm. They're not only part of your team. We all have to have the same goal. We need that bond from the customers, from the suppliers, other people that we buy services from. All the time. That's how you create a super force for your business. We are all on the same page, going the same way. You need to translate that. And many times, Frederick, I need that ongoing communication with groups like suppliers. It depends on the structure of every business. But that communication cannot lag, especially in today's world, because we all have so many options all the time and we are overloaded with information. How can you be top of mind, not only for your customers, but also from everybody else that works with you?
And that's where your platform comes in, because you can set up some of the automation to create the communications.
Yes.
You know, because out of sight, out of mind, is one thing. The other thing is, unfortunately, the human brain always goes negative first. Yeah. You don't hear from somebody. I'll use it in the dating world, okay? You're going out on a couple of dates and all of a sudden you get ghosted. So now your mind goes completely negative and you're starting to create all kinds of crazy stories. Well, guess what? It happens in business as well. I use that as an example because everybody can get it. But the reality is, in business, you're trying to sell somebody and all of a sudden
they disappear.
You don't hear from them anymore. And the reality is, you have to be disciplined enough to realize that you don't know what's going on in their world. And you sometimes need to give it some space. And then sometimes you need to just reach out a little bit later and just say, hey, I haven't heard. I just want to make sure everything is okay. And sometimes they'll come back and say, you know, completely my bad. I got caught up in this or whatever. And yeah, by the way, you know what? We owe you a phone call. Let's get this thing wrapped up. And the sale's done. But you gave it some room. You weren't like, okay, I just called them. How come they haven't called me back? Or I sent an email. How come they haven't opened it yet and replied back? So leveraging some of the technology, you take some of the emotion out of it.
Yeah.
With the workflows, as you talk.
The best thing that technology can do for you is give you control over your business in every aspect that matters. Because what I see that today, let's solopreneurs, for example, the very small businesses. I went to a yarn store, simple thing. I love crafts. I took a course there. Nobody ever asked who I was, my email, nothing. Then I asked the owner of the store, how do I get to know about other courses? And then she said, I post on Instagram. And I went once a month and she said, yes. And I left and I thought, okay, now I need the algorithm to show me her thing all the time, or I need to remember the name of her store a month from now, and then I need to go through all the posts to see if I find the one about courses. Why can't I get an email with the next courses?
Mm-hmm.
And then if you argue about that, they will say nobody reads email, but you're not your customer. So if you read emails or only read once a month, that's you. Doesn't mean all your customers are that. We are always in business working with percentages, mm-hmm. right? Making me work to know about the courses that you have sounds cool to you because you're on a platform, but it doesn't sound cool to me because I get bombarded with information every single day. I'll be happy to remember the name of your store next month. I'll probably won't. And, you know, not bad faith. It's just that how it goes.
It's sadly the same thing with even the home improvement industry. I'm going to pick on them. We've all had work done on our house. You're happy with the work, and then they disappear.
Yeah.
They don't come back and say, hey, Shahar, it's been 3 months. Just want to make sure everything is still good. Geez, 6 months have gone by, or it's a year anniversary since we were there. Just want to reach out and say hi if you ever need us. We're still here. We appreciate you. Simple. Doesn't have to be a book. Just can be a couple little sentences.
And your customers can be your sales force. Why not train them to be your sales force? For example, tiles and reforms around the house, because they're higher ticket items, people think, no, they bought this, they're never going to buy this again. And they forget the network they have. If they go to church and have a lot of people, if they like to change the rooms in the house, they assume, no, they only do business with us every so many years, like cars, for example. That's not true. And you're forgetting that the network each person has, you just don't know how big it is. This job, that was fine. And then we complain, oh, the market is not doing as I wanted. Yes, because not bringing new people. What about all the others that you did business with that could be promoting you? So many simple things that can be done. You clean carpets, right? There's nothing exciting about that. We all like clean carpets, but really nothing exciting. I hire the company. What if the moment I answer the door, the guy gives me a bouquet of flowers that cost him maybe $5, $10? When the carpet is clean, am I going to tell my friends my carpets are clean, or am I going to tell my friends I hired this guy to clean my carpets, and guess what? I got these hydrangeas. They're awesome.
It's the little things that are the big things, which is why I created this Business Superfans podcast show, a book, and I'm actually starting to work on another book because exactly what you just said.
People don't understand that nobody cares about who you are. They care about themselves. You either learn how to talk to the consumer, talking about them, what they will become by working with you. And it doesn't matter if you clean carpets or you're a consultant. Who will they become by working with you? If you don't have that answer, you should sit down and think about it. Because in whatever we do in life, we need to impact and transform.
Yep.
If we're not doing that, we're just selling stuff. And stuff has no value. No, it has no emotional value. So let's start by thinking, who do they become by working with me? And when I have a conversation, am I talking about what I do, how good it is? If you've ever been to a networking meeting, you know how it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every person has 30 seconds. And they spend those 30 seconds talking about how great they are. And you sleep in the middle of the table because nobody cares. We need to understand that.
Absolutely correct. When I was selling software in the engineering and manufacturing space, I didn't get into conversations about what the software could or couldn't do because other products do similar stuff. It gets the job done. I focused on where the business owner wanted to take their business. What was their growth strategy? What was their plan? What were their biggest pain issues? We looked at how to address those. Then we talked about how my technology could help achieve that. So I was in a completely different conversation and space than my competitors. They were all talking about how wonderful they are. And that's what you reminded me. I didn't talk about how wonderful we are. I talked about how I can help you get to where you want to go. And this is just a tool that'll help you get to that goal.
Exactly. And that's at the end, exactly what we all do. We sell tools, right? Our services. The thing is, it's a much more effective way of saying, I can do this and I can do that. And there's AI and there's automation. Beautiful. But Frederick, you and I are in a call right now, right? We are mm-hmm. recording a podcast. Maybe your phone is ringing and you're not answering that. Maybe every sale is $1,000. If you lose one phone call a day, how much less are you going to make in a year?
Yeah, a lot.
Well, thing, right? So you're talking about you. If you were missing a call a day and it's this much, how much? So we can approach in different ways, but at the end of the day, it's always about you, not about me or what I do.
Correct. Well, as we come towards the end here, Shahar, great conversation. We could probably talk about this for hours. You're very easy to talk with. Thank you for sharing all the great nuggets because we covered some of the technologies and how to leverage them to help businesses achieve their goals. How can our listeners connect with you?
At PropTalkie is the best place because if they scroll down to the bottom, they will see some free reports. I have the AI-driven consumer trends, which is important for all of us to be aware because we are changing as human beings. It is the biggest change we have seen in many years. Five generations are alive at the same time going through this change. So we need to be aware of that. And the five laws of becoming irresistible to a market. If they call the number there, they will talk to an AI agent, but then very easy to get in touch.
Well, I was talking to somebody last year about AI, and they said they were conversing with somebody on a website for almost 10 minutes before realizing it was an AI. They actually thought it was an actual individual. You can set up the technology to be pretty much a replica of yourself, which is one of the things that you talked about on your site. They're, in a sense, talking to you in an automated fashion, and then when they need to talk to you, it switches you over and you're not live.
Yeah, it is really impressive the way it is today. If they are used to going to a website and just having a bot with those five questions they can answer, it's not what is out there today. I can train my AI to really talk like I do.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, well, I wanted to bring that up because that's the game changer right there.
It is.
Thank you so much for your time today of being a guest on a Business Superfan podcast show. And we look forward to continuing the conversation another day and having you a guest again.
Thank you.
All right, Shahar, thank you. Hey, super fan, superstar, Freddie D here. Before we wrap, here's your 3A playbook. Attract, advocate, and accelerate your business power move for today. Here's this episode's top insight. You don't win loyalty by being loud. You win by showing customers that they matter more than a sale. So here's your business growth action step. Implement one automated personalized touch point this week, like a custom voicemail or an AI written birthday card, proves to your customers you're paying attention when others aren't. If today's conversation sparked an idea for you, share it with a fellow business leader who would benefit and grab the full breakdown in the show notes. Let's accelerate together and start creating business superfans who not only champion your brand, but accelerate your growth.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Business Superfans Podcast. If you found today's conversation valuable, don't forget to hit that subscribe button, leave us a review, and share this episode with someone who could use these powerful insights to level up their business. Remember, creating business superfans isn't just about your customers. It's about fostering genuine, impactful connections across your entire business ecosystem. When you invest in those relationships, success doesn't just happen, it accelerates. Until next time, I'm your host, Freddie D. Let's keep building superfans, creating unstoppable momentum, and driving your business toward extraordinary success. See you in the next episode.
We hope you took away some useful knowledge from today's episode of the Business Superfans Podcast. The path to success relies on taking action. So go over to BusinessSuperfans.com and get your hands on the book if you haven't already. Join the Accelerator community and take that first step in generating a team of passionate supporters for your business. Join us on the next episode as we continue guiding you on your journey to achieve flourishing success in business.